This is PGA Tour Countdown. All right, welcome in everybody. Frank Bassett joining you for this edition of PGA Tour Countdown, which will be the wrap edition for this week from the 3M Open. Some exciting things happened at the 3M Open. We have a new first-time winner on the PGA Tour, and that's Lee Hodges, 7 under against everybody else. 7 strokes better than everybody else. Wow, what a performance, start to finish, from Lee Hodges. Do we not realize that these young players, folks, are really, really, really good? And all of these changes in golf, in my opinion, have given us an opportunity to see a lot of those younger players and not the same guys week in and week out that we saw under coverage in the past. So, excited to have them. Excited for Lee Hodges and his beautiful wife and some other people also attended this tournament. Aaron Baddeley. Wow. Great story there. Check out some of the articles about how Aaron Baddeley got into this tournament and what he's been up to and his family. What a nice young man. We're also going to hear from some other players. JT Poston. Let's hear from JT Poston also. So that being said, let's get into it with these interviews. And as we always do, we'll wrap it up at the end.
Yep. Okay. Well, JT, I know that wasn't the way you wanted to finish, but overall, as much as I saw and watched you play, just a good week, and I feel like overall you've got to be feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not the way I wanted to end, but I had to try and give it a shot and see if there was some way I could make 3 there at the end and put some pressure on Lee. And so it was a shot that was going to be hard to pull off, but, we weren't playing for second place, so just I had to give it a shot. And unfortunately made 8 there at the last, and overall it was a good week. Game's in a great spot. I'm playing good, and so excited about where it's at going into the rest of the season.
And going to a place you obviously got a lot of luck with next week. Takeaways from this week that you can combine with that next week?
Yeah, I mean, I think both courses they look very much different visually, but I think it favors guys that drive it well and can putt it well. And I think those are two parts of my game that I've been doing really well. And my irons have been pretty good as well. I think today they weren't quite as sharp, but the last several weeks I've really hit it good. And so confident going into next week and excited and hopefully get one done next week.
What was your yardage and the club on your second shot on 18 there?
We had 220 to the pin and 215 to cover. And it was I wasn't worried as much about the club not covering. It was just getting up in the air. That was the hard part, out of the rough. It wasn't going to be spinning. The lie was sitting pretty good, which is why we gave it a shot. But it's just a matter of how high I could get it, to carry. And it came out great. It had plenty of distance. It just came out low and didn't cover. We couldn't see it hit. I guess it hit a rock and then hit. Yeah. Something else. I don't know.
It hit the rock, and then it hit the 3M sign in the middle, and then it bounced into the water.
Okay. So, we knew when it came. I knew when it came out, it had the distance. I just couldn't tell if it was carrying or not. And, like I said, I had to give it a shot. I mean, if we can somehow make 3 and put some pressure on Lee or hit one in there close and give it a shot, who knows? But he played great all day, and we knew it was going to take something pretty special to pull it off.
Were there any glimmers that you saw today that maybe you could sneak in and catch up to him? Or did he kind of slam the door shut on you?
There were a couple. I knew the way the finish on this golf course, sort of anything could happen. There's birdies and bogeys and doubles and triples. And I knew I was never fully out of it, but he, the 2 3 woods that he hit on the par fives to make 2 eagles, those were huge for him to kind of gain some momentum and build that lead. But on 16, going to 16, I knew 4 shots was doable. I mean, I figured I needed to play the last 3 and 4 under to have a chance. But yeah, I mean, it was every time I felt like I had a chance, I couldn't quite convert, or he made some great shots or some birdies.
Did you consider at all where the third place guys were and just holding on to second rather than looking at first?
No, I mean, we're not coming here to finish second. I mean, at the end of the day, we were trying to do something special and try and win. And I wouldn't want to be sleeping tonight wondering what if I'd have just laid it up, or instead of trying to go for it. So no regrets on the decision, and you know, try to do what we could to win.
Did your dad and family fly in today?
My dad's here, yeah. I think he's all the family that came in, but I'll have a good bit in Greensboro next week. Yeah, it was cool. I mean, that was the unique situation we were in. Is I'm always pulling for him. I want him to, you know, get his first win, but also we wanted to win. And so I was happy that it was one of us that pulled it off, and he played great. I mean, it was only a matter of time before he got his first win, and so I'm happy for him and be the first of many.
How hard is it chasing a guy who has a 5-stroke lead and makes 2 eagles in his run?
It's tough. It's tough. I mean, I also got off to a slow start. I think I needed to make a few birdies early and kind of shoot something low on the front nine to really put some pressure on. I wasn't able to do that. And so it was kind of a little too late there at the end, just too little too late trying to catch him. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, folks. I want to talk to you about bird dogs. I'm not talking about the kind of dogs you hunt with. I'm talking about bird dogs. Bird dogs make you look good. Bird dog stretch khaki shorts are designed to fit slimmer through the thigh and the leg, giving you a truly sculpted look. Bird dog shorts do the exact same thing as Lululemon, but fit way better. They fit way better than regular shorts that are made of a stiff, restricting cotton. Bird dogs fixed this issue by inventing cloud knit fabric that looks just like khaki but stretches, so you get a way slimmer fit without having to sacrifice movement. Bird dogs uses anti-stink sweat wicking fabric. That's anti-stink sweat wicking fabric that keeps you cool and dry all day long. Okay? I have them. I wear them. I love them. You got to get them. Go to birddogs.com/PGA tour. That's two words, for a free Yeti style tumbler with your order. That's birddogs.com/PGA tour for a free Yeti style tumbler. You won't want to take your bird dogs off, we promise you. Well, you may have to take them off once in a while. You got to wash them every once in a while, right? I'm telling you, all kidding aside, I love my bird dogs. Wear them every day.
Good week. 2 under today puts you at 15 under total for the week, and that puts you in top 10, and as your wife was just saying, into next week. Just some thoughts overall.
Yeah, it was a great week this week. Just played really well all week. Even today I played really well. I just didn't quite get the putts to fall today. So that was a little disappointing, but overall, that's a great week, another top 10, and I feel like I'm pretty close to locking up top 125 for next year. So make a push next week to try and get that top 70, but the main goal I think is almost accomplished now.
Were you watching where you were on the leaderboard, knowing you needed a top 10?
Yeah. No, I sort of had a look somewhere around the front nine there, and then just knew that I could make a few birdies coming in, then I'd be in a good spot. I was trying to sneak into that top three, you know.
Is the mindset now, Wyndham, you'd love to do that, but just overall where you are in the points, just feeling good about 125, is that kind of where you're at now?
Yeah, I mean, the goal at the start of the year was, number one was trying to have a win, you know, and then secondly was, like, secure the top 125 coming out of the past champions category. It's never that easy because you don't know when you're going to play, and to be almost locked up for that is pretty awesome. So tomorrow next week I'll try and make have another good push to try and get that top 70.
Bit of relief at this point in the season, feeling like you have a good chance at 125 based on where you have been the last couple of years?
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, I mean, it's just it's nice to be able to just pick and choose the schedule a little bit more, and just you know, instead of just keep looking at the phone to see which tournament I'm going to get in.
Awesome, thanks Aaron.
Cheers.
All right. Hey folks, Frank Bassett here. Got some news for you. If your business earns millions or tens of millions dollars of revenue, stop what you're doing and take a listen, because NetSuite by Oracle has just rolled out the best offer we've ever seen. Okay? NetSuite gives you the visibility and control you need to make better decisions faster. get ahead of the competition, make them better, and make them faster. And for the first time in NetSuite's 25 years, as the number one cloud financial system, you can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. Deferred payments for 6 months. That's fabulous. There's no payment and no interest for 6 months. And you can take advantage of this special financing offer today. NetSuite's the number one because they give your business everything you need in real time, all in one place, to reduce manual processes, boost efficiency, build forecast, and increase productivity across every department. I've been in business a long time, taking a couple of companies public, and let me tell you, we didn't have NetSuite in those days. We had different software. If I'd had NetSuite, probably could have gotten more money for the companies because we would have been more efficient and more profitable. More than 36,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite, gaining visibility and control over their financials, their inventory, their HR, their e-commerce, and much, much more. So here's what you got to do. You got to do this for us, okay? If you've been sizing NetSuite up to make the switch, then you know this deal is unprecedented. No interest, no payments. Take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/PGA Tour. That's PGATOUR. netsuite.com/PGA Tour, all one word, to get the visibility and control you need to weather any storm. netsuite.com/PGA Tour. Folks, go do it today.
All right. Lee Hodges, congratulations, 2023 3M Open champion.
Thank you.
Sounds pretty good. First victory on the PGA Tour. Just express how you feel right now.
Elated. It was just a dream week, the whole thing. I mean, I played, honestly, from Monday to Sunday, I played really good golf, even in practice rounds. The Pro-Am, I made a bunch of birdies, and then I made a bunch of birdies in the tournament without many bogeys. So it was just one of those weeks.
It's your 65th start on tour, so you've done it pretty early in your career. You've moved to number 33 in the FedEx Cup rankings, so get yourself secured in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Coming in here at number 74, I think. So that was a goal, obviously, and you've achieved it. So going forward, what does it look like for you in the next 3 or 4 weeks?
Just get ready for the playoffs. I mean, I think we're as ready as we can be. I'm playing some really good golf. I'm excited to have the opportunity to do some special things in the playoffs now. Anytime you win, you really set yourself up for some special stuff. So my caddy was telling me on 18, I honestly didn't even think about it, we get to play Augusta next year. That's something else. That was probably the coolest thing I heard all day. So, I'm just really thankful.
Another cool thing is you set a number of records this week. You're the first wire-to-wire winner of this tournament history. It's the lowest score in tournament history. What does it feel like to achieve those things when you not just win the tournament, but, you know, have those things on top of it?
Yeah, I mean, just icing on the cake, man. I mean, it was a dream week from start to finish, and I couldn't be happier. For whatever accolades came with it, I couldn't be happier.
All right, we'll take some questions for Lee, and we'll start with Casey.
Lee, you mentioned last night that you didn't think there'd be any stress overnight. You said it's just golf.
Yeah.
Is that kind of how the night played out for you? Was it pretty low-key, and do you think that was a big factor in how you played today?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I have a good attitude about golf in general because it is just a game. I mean, I'm super blessed to be able to play a game for a living, man. I mean, there's a lot of people that would trade to be in my shoes, so... I think I have good perspective, and last night, me and my wife, we ate dinner here, and then we went to get some ice cream, and I slept like a baby, so it was a pretty nonchalant night.
Yesterday, you kind of vowed to be aggressive. You felt like you learned at the Amex that you couldn't just settle and get some pars. Do you feel like you did that the way you wanted to today?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I thought I was super aggressive. I mean, anytime you hit 2-3 woods inside 10 feet, you're being pretty aggressive. So those were two of the greatest shots I've ever hit. But wish I maybe would have been a little less aggressive with my putter. I ran a couple by there late, but I mean, whatever, it all worked out.
Can you kind of reflect on growing up in a small town in Alabama? I know there were a bunch of them out there to watch you today, your college coach out there to watch you today. Just kind of what this journey means and kind of commenting on just all the people back home too as well.
Yeah, I'm just really grateful to be from Alabama, especially Ardmore. They announced me on the first tee from Athens, but if anybody asks, I'm from Ardmore, Alabama. So I'm super proud to be from there and represent those people. And I'm sure there is a party going on in North Alabama right now.
Did you know your coach was flying in? And who?
I didn't know anybody was flying in except for my agent, Jeff Stacey. Everybody else was a surprise.
When did you find out?
I looked up on 18 when I was about to putt and saw him.
Your coach said today you're unflappable like you almost always are, except maybe during Alabama football games.
That's a fact. I live and die by the Crimson Tide, especially on the football field. Wish I didn't sometimes. I've gotten better about letting it affect my mood, but I used to really let it affect me. But I'm proud to be a Crimson Tide, and I'm proud to have went to the University of Alabama.
Talked about two of the greatest shots you ever hit. Can you just take us through those three woods on 6 and 12 and what you were thinking on those positions?
Yeah, it just kind of seems like one of those things that happens when you win. I had the exact same number both times and the exact same win. So I just had to hold a little three wood, and it was 257 both times, and I just had to get it up in the air and hold it, and I did them pretty well.
When you hit the one on 12, is that kind of when you start to really let winning enter your mind?
No, not really. I mean, Postman's an unbelievable player. He could birdie every hole out there. So, I thought I did a really good job this week of, I'd say the first time I actually let myself think about winning was after I hit the third shot on 18. Other than that, I was just completely focused on what I was doing out there, which is probably why I played some nice golf. Probably should try to do that more.
Lee, your former Alabama teammate Davis Shore got it done for the first time on the Canadian Tour today.
Nice.
How cool to share your first win like that.
I actually saw this morning on my phone that he had a lead. That's awesome. I mean, yeah, what a day for Alabama. D. Shore is a great kid. He was a freshman when I was a senior, and we treated him like a freshman, but he's a great guy and an unbelievable talent, and he'll do a lot of good stuff for a long time.
I was talking to Savannah. She was saying you're a bit of a local celebrity back at home. Everyone.
Well, I am from like 1,500 people. So,
does it mean a little bit more to come from a small town where maybe there aren't these big athletic accomplishments, and you can kind of set one?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, yeah, I'm super proud to be from Ardmore, Alabama. Like, I feel like people could be like, you're from a small place, but no, I own that, and I am from Ardmore, Alabama, and I love everybody there. I love growing up there. I love going to school there. My mom and dad still live there. My dad announces basketball and football at the high school, so he really loves Ardmore. But no, it's I'm super proud to be from there.
Lee, I think it was yesterday that we asked you at the end of the round whether you and JT had played together before on the tour. And you said you couldn't recall. You probably did, but you couldn't recall. Well, it turns out that you guys played together in the last round here last year.
Yeah, we actually talked about that.
Did you recall that when you're out there and mention it?
My caddy was actually not feeling great last year, and we had a funny moment about him running off and stuff like that. So, yeah, and we honestly forgot I was playing with Postman. But, Postman's a great guy. Could not have thought of a better guy to play the final round with today. Super comfortable pairing, and man, he's a talent, and he'll win a lot of times on the PGA Tour.
Jerry,
is it true your fans back in Ardmore can cheer you on with one foot in Tennessee and one foot in Alabama?
Yeah, that's a fact. Main Street runs right through the middle of town, and on the north side is Tennessee and the south side is Alabama, and my step-grandfather is actually the mayor of Ardmore, Alabama. Not Tennessee. There's two mayors for Ardmore, one for each side.
Oh, is there? Okay. In that scrum, or when you were embraced there in the walkway, someone yelled out that there's still a teller opening position at the bank if you need it. Was that ever a career option?
No, my dad's a banker, and the guy that actually yelled that is a banker also. So he's just giving me a hard time. I was never going to work at the bank.
Larry, go to the back, please.
Explain the milkshake on the 18th green.
Yeah, so Coach Sewell, that's our Alabama thing. Anytime we won a tournament, he would take us to get milkshakes. So that was incredible that he was here and that he brought me a milkshake. I mean, you can't even make that up. That's super special, something I'll remember forever.
In a different world, maybe you're not competing in this event, would you have made an appearance at the National Sports Cards Show in Chicago with being an avid card collector?
I don't know how you got that, but yes. I love cards. Me and my buddy Kyle, we we wheel and deal on the carts, and it's super fun. Something, you know, to get your mind off everything. It's just a super fun hobby. That's awesome.
Cool.
Just wondering, this win, first one on tour. Yeah. You said you learned a lot from Amex. Now I'm sure you learn a bunch from this. Do you feel like this is just a confidence boost to, you know, keep achieving bigger and better things?
Yeah. No doubt. I mean, I played some outstanding golf today and all week. The process I went through. I mean, yeah, I'll take this week forever, and I'll just try to keep replicating this week every time I show up to a tournament.
Did it seem like that? Maybe the par putt on 11 called me after a couple. It seemed like you pulled a couple left on 9, 10, 11.
Yeah.
That seemed to steady you, and then you hit the shot on 12 for eagle.
Yeah, no doubt. I just maybe got a little quick, and you didn't want to miss those right. And yeah, probably. That was a nice putt. I thought the par putt on 13 was huge after I kind of gassed that one by. And I thought the hardest shot I had all day was the second shot in the 14. That's just such a scary hole. But just to get that one dry was super nice.
Any more? Okay, good. I'll wrap it up by saying, how do you plan to celebrate tonight?
We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm not sure what that entails right now, but we're going to have a lot of fun.
Okay. Yep.
With this win, you're going to be going to Maui. I mean, you're hoping to make playoffs. Now you're going to be going to Maui. I mean,
yeah.
You always see at the beginning of the year you play Sony, but what is it going to be able to go to Century now?
I mean, everything that comes with a win is unbelievable. I mean, all the majors, Century. I'm super excited just to have got this done, and looking forward to starting the year there. It'll be something.
All right. Lee, appreciate it.
Thank
Congratulations once again. Enjoy the evening.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
So there you have it. We've heard from them, and now we're ready to move on to the Wyndham Championship. We're getting closer to the playoffs, closer to Memphis, where we kick it all off, and we'll give you daily updates from Memphis, Tennessee. Actually, Germantown, Tennessee, but outside of Memphis, a suburb. For the Golf Talk America Network and PGA Tour Countdown and all of our crew, thanks very much for listening, everybody, and we will see you very, very soon.